Craft beer is a conspiracy started by the flannel industry to sell more shirts. This is the perfect pour.
Oh my God, that's blowing my mind right now. I'm wearing flannel right now. What's happening? Has this all been a lie?
When Vlad.
Vlad. See? They're messing shirts. With our minds, man.
Flannel concentration high.
Big flannel.
Big flannel's coming after
Do
your
you
money.
Do you think there's indie flannel and like corporate flannel? Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, indie flannel is all Patagucci, right? And Toad and Co.
But like,
I believe that's the correct pronunciation. Yes.
Yeah. Patagucci. Patagucci. But like Patagucci, that's like the Stone Brewing of flannel, or like producer. That's like big beer / craft indie. Like, what's the indie flannel company?
I think it's a mid indie. Patagucci is mid indie. Yeah.
Mid indie.
Mid-micro, mid-crow.
Speaking of mid, welcome to the Perfect Board Show about things fun, the beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy.
We're going to be hanging
back
out
in Cali.
You. Who?
What? I know.
They let her back in.
They said the inspection was closed. We went over the little like inspection, California inspection. It said no inspection today. And I was like, thank fuck, I've got all this weird Oregon beer.
Oh, weird.
Want Oregon to take
beer.
It from me.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't like, even ooh. See you doing 90 in that Suzuki GT.
Would a hazy IPA count as a vegetable? Vegetables? Are you, would you have to declare
sure.
that?
It's vegetal.
It's vegetal.
Fruit, officer, vegetable. It's vegetal.
Oh, but it is vegetal. Open the trunk.
They were like, might have green. Parasites. You can't bring that into California.
What?
Don't worry, it's pasteurized. It's pasteurized, guys.
All right. We'll let it slide just this once.
But it says fresh.
Before.
Yeah, it says drink fresh. I'm sorry, these are out of date. The parasites have set in. Did you not check your dates before you left?
Before the show, we were doing a little bit of tailgating. I opened up a Slice Beer Company beer. Donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. Wazoo! Fingertip Lightning. A hazy IPA. Ooh. Sorry, Nick. I got this one.
Damn it.
Sorry, Rad, Stacy, and Nick. I got the hazy one.
Keep your hazy parasites.
Mosaic, Citra, and Strata.
Hazesites.
Hazesites.
Sinfully delicious.
They eat at your brain. Good. When you sleep.
And it is vegetal. It would not have been able to get across the border of Oregon into California.
This is actually reminding me of a really weird interaction I had just about 2 hours ago in Hanford. Because I get around, you know. I get around this state.
Oh, we know.
I was doing a seminar for my day job. And this guy started talking about... parasites in the COVID vaccine, and that's why you have to take ivermectin afterwards to get well again. And I was like, what?
Wow.
Anyway, it was very interesting. It just reminded me of that. But you know, welcome to Hanford. It's all good. I don't know if we
that's
have any Hanford listeners.
There's a
there's he's a, like, but the water's fine.
There's a brewery in Hanford. Is it Hanford or Lemoore?
And Lemoore? Hanford Brewery.
No.
I don't know. Is there?
Yeah. And
Hop Forge. Yeah, Hop Forge.
Is it Hop Forge? Okay.
Hop Forged Brewing Company, Hanford, California.
Habanero.
Great local brewery. This place has come a long way since inception. Is what one local Yelper says.
Ooh, that's a little dig. That's like,
yeah.
But hey, Getting better.
And they said, well, it wasn't bad then, but it's an outstanding place now with lots of varieties and seasonal favorites.
Ooh, seasonal favorites.
Main Street Blonde and Downtown Brown are classics, but I really enjoy my C Squared.
Yeah, me
too. That's what they say. I don't know.
That's what's been said.
Service is good.
Good, good. There you go.
Yeah.
See, you missed out. You should have stopped off and had a beer.
I really should have, but I didn't. Next time, Hanford, next time. I'll be there again.
What are you drinking right now, Rad Stacey?
I am drinking a Thank You Fontana Jim Pocket Taco.
Thank You Fontana Jim? That's the name of the beer? That's a good name.
Yeah, no, well, thank you, comma, Fontana Jim. Well, he brought Fontana me Jim. Some Pocket Taco Berliner Weiss with grilled lime, salt, and jalapeno, 4.2% alcohol.
That's like
doesn't nothing. Have enough. Yeah, it doesn't have enough alcohol to make you forget about the fact that there's not a whole lot else going on in this. I just can't. I'm disappointed that I can't taste the jalapeno. I was expecting like
to at least you're gonna put jalapeno on the label. Better come out.
I was at least expecting to get flicked on the tongue with a little something. I don't know.
We're all exploited. Dalai Lama, want to get flicked on the tongue?
Flick the bean.
Yeah, flick the bean. Come on. I was at the dentist yesterday, and the chick next to me said, "You touched my uvula."
Oh.
With the sucky thing, and I thought that was pretty funny.
You sucked my uvula.
Wow, she's loud enough in her room that she's like.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doors. It's just like partitions in there. Okay. You
touched my uvula.
For those of you who don't know what the uvula is, it's that little dangly thing that hangs in the back of your throat.
What do you what
it's the punching bag?
Are you sure a 1970s sitcom wasn't on? Like Maude or something was on in the background. You touched my uvula.
Oh, you touched my uvula. And I was like, "Woo, is that extra? Do you charge insurance for that?"
Like, whoa.
That
where am I?
Well, they didn't touch my uvula.
No, rip off.
I know. I was like, oh, I thought nobody that was part touched of the my whole
uvula
deal.
The whole extra time. For that?
Like, we'll see if your insurance covers the uvula section
or not. I'm sorry. You have basic. You have basic coverage.
Right. Yeah, you have to have PPO, like high premium, you know, just premium coverage.
What are you drinking there, Nick?
Nerd stats. Oh, I am starting with a Kern River Citra Nectaron double IPA donated from The Pint Stuff, Marcus.
Add it.
The Pint Stuff, comma, Marcus. Not bad. It's been so long since I've had a regular Citra. I don't remember how this compares, but this is nice.
All right. There you go.
Citrust.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Settled in here.
I don't know. It's kind of funny because I mean, I'm still drinking this because I actually really like Berliner Weiss. I like tart. I like sour. I was expecting more taco.
More taco, please.
From the pocket.
Less pocket.
Culture. Nick, would you like to start us off? Hello?
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 Hello, Dr. Okay, Nick here. Hi, everybody.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello,
hi, everybody. Dr. Nick.
Yes.
Have you had your uvula touched lately?
These gloves came free with my toilet brush.
Free uvula inspections today only. Toilet brush. Who?
Come on, you don't remember that episode?
No. I'm just wondering right now, like, you buy a toilet brush like once in your life, and then
maybe
they just exist
do.
From there forward.
You're supposed to replace them now and then.
Nope.
Nope. Nope.
I got forever, baby.
Family heirloom was grandma's toilet brush from 1925.
My grandma's toilet brush. And this will be your toilet brush someday, son.
Had a silver handle.
Who did it? I don't plan on brushing my toilet.
He's got two bristles left.
Yeah, it still works. Still works.
Gross.
Toilet bristle IPA. Toilet bristle hazy.
That would have to be a hazy. That particular beer must be a hazy.
Okay.
Anyway, culturally, that was awesome.
Next.
The only podcast to say things nobody else wants to.
I'm giving it. I know it's a little questionable call, but I'm calling it.
Might be our first toilet talk segment of all time. Way to go, Stacy, for bringing that to
us. You
know
what? You're Stacey. Welcome.
So, if you craft beer drinkers, you better start doing your jobs. Mm-hmm. Because as of this year, 420 is set to
go off.
Weed is set to outsell craft beer this year.
I mean, only officially on paper. I think it's always outsells craft beer.
It looks on paper. So, yeah. I mean, you know, if you want your craft beer to stay around, you better start buying it and not buy weed.
Or just at least buy them both at the same time.
Ah, the beer amounts. Weed shop.
There you go.
Can you sell alcohol in a dispensary?
No.
I doubt it.
Not yet. Probably. Working on it.
Certainly not here. We've only managed to have two dispensaries going. In total.
I think what you do is you open up a dispensary and a craft beer bottle shop in very close proximity and offer deals. Let's go to
next door.
There you go.
Yeah. Like, hey, if you buy some of our weed, you
then
get,
you do one like, of those hotel room joining doors. I'm like, yes. Our friends over next door have their door open. Uh oh.
Or you get a hotel key card when you buy from one place to the other that opens the door to the other one.
Yeah. Ooh, secret door.
I come Book up with case. great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Have either of you been in that speakeasy in the Tower District? That one where you gotta like reserve above the pool.
Yeah,
hall?
The upstairs above
above
the
detention?
Library they call it.
Yeah. I have not.
No.
I've been in the tattoo shop one that's across from Spokeasy.
Oh, there's one in the tattoo shop?
Yeah. So that one's a real super easy.
Dude, the mayor listens to the show. Don't say anything, you narc.
Shit. Yeah. I got invited there after a show one
now
time.
Now, Lisa Smitkamp is knocking on the door right now.
Probably.
Hey. Who does the speakeasy in there? That's how Lisa Smitkamp sounds. Hey, who does the speakeasy in there?
You're not far off. I've listened to her talk several times, and that's pretty spot on.
Accurate.
I'm Lisa Smitkamp.
Wow.
I love when they say local references. I don't have any idea what they're talking about. That's just great, Google, babe. Lisa Keep Smith. Listening to your podcast. Thanks, hon.
Can't wait to go to Fresno and see where that random store is at.
I'm telling you, come for
hey,
the
where's
tour.
Lisa Smitkamp at? I heard a reference once in episode 506 of The Perfect Board.
Okay, Uber driver, take me to the Smitkamp residence and then take me to Cobb's Hardware.
I've heard gotta hear about great. Gotta see this Cobb's Hardware.
Be sure you order the hazy IPA at Cobb's.
That's right. Oh, my dream is the bar
that's
hardware.
That's Nick's dream. They have a craft beer hardware store.
Bardware.
In Up in the mountainous area, like Sonora region, there's a gun and beer shop.
That sounds dangerous.
Nah. Yeah, I mean, I've been there. I'm fine. They don't let you handle you the gun.
I only shot my foot.
I had both. Well, they won't let you handle the firearms while you're drinking a beer. You have to do everything separately.
What?
So we handled some firearms, and then it's the
sport. If I can't touch my nuts while I'm drinking a beer, I don't want to go.
It's one of the longest operating beer/sportsman gun shops in the U.S. Actually, in California.
Could you imagine how much that liquor license is going to go for when it's up?
Yeah, and that's the thing is they.
It's never gotten
shut down. Yeah. And that's the thing is like every time it's transferred through gold. Family. It's pretty awesome.
Wow. That's crazy.
I can't believe you guys haven't been in California.
I can't believe it.
Oh, we don't leave the house. That should not surprise you.
I've been to Sonora. I had an aunt that used to live in Sonora.
In sixth grade to look at the gold mining.
Well, that's Jamestown. Oh,
is that James?
But it's right in the same area.
It says that they're friendly to all. It says every red-blooded American should love this place. Bring your kids.
Real American. Bring your kids.
This guy.
And did you?
I did not bring my kids. I did bring my dog, though. And I remember I had a fat tire.
Teach your dog how to shoot.
And we bought some ammo. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah, stop in, get a shirt, have a drink, hang out, talk guns.
Get a
shirt.
Yeah.
Take a shit? No, get a shirt.
Hey, 10 out of 10 would shit there too.
I opened up a beer from Abjuration Brew Co. IPA version 6.20. It is a Pittsburgh Tom donated beer.
6.20.
Abjuration is... I'm going to assume it's Pittsburgh. It is a... What the heck is this town? Mickey's Rocks? Pennsylvania?
Get your rocks off.
That's a rad-ass name. Mickey's Rocks, Pennsylvania. Wow. Somebody was drunk naming towns. In Pennsylvania one night.
It's just where the horse died.
These rocks. McKee, love these rocks.
And what's your verdict on this brew?
It's interesting. Don't say brew, Red Stacy.
Sorry. What is your verdict on this beer?
Yeah, there you go.
wow, how'd you come up with that?
I just got slapped.
Hot side hops are Beer Magot, Citra, and Moteca. Am I saying that right? Bergamot? Red Stacy, is that right?
Bergamot.
And the cold side hops are Bergamot, Citra, and Moteca.
Are they doing a McDonald's thing there?
Yeah. Keep the cold side cold and the hot side hot.
Right.
You could say bergamot if you want to be your European.
Bergamot hops. Yes.
European.
Bergamot.
I do enjoy bergamot hops. Now and again.
Bergamot. Bergamot.
Wait, what are we talking about, Nick? Focus.
Okay, so watch your weed, buy your beer, check your dates. Mm-hmm. The only reason I'm going to step into this area, if you guys have an opinion, I don't mind at all. I just, it's been talked about quite a bit by now, but Bud Light did a thing.
I'm so glad that you're going into this realm right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Let's go in together. Oh, let's hold hands into the deep end.
I don't think you're going where I'm going to go with this.
Hey, you don't know me.
Well, maybe not. We are still learning about each other. That's true. But where I'm going about this is with the the, what's the word? The response. This is a response to this happening.
The people buying a bunch of Bud Light to show that it's Bud Light's bat, spending a shit ton of money on Bud Light.
Yeah. And running it over with their monster trucks.
Yeah. Well, Stephen Colbert releases his idea for a penis-shaped shaft Stephane beer for Colbert. Bud Light boycotters called Shaft Beer.
Get shafted.
Yes. So if you go to rollingstone.com, there is a YouTube video showing what he's talking about. So, of course, it's a parody of a parody, but Stephen Colbert usually has a pretty pretty well-thought-out joke to tell, so I'm sure this is going to be funny.
I'm into it. Well, that isn't where I was going, but I'm glad that I went down that path anyways. What I was
Since we've opened it up.
Right, since we've opened it up. What I was pondering earlier in the bath, when I was contemplating my life and everything else, I was just like, wait, can Bud Light maybe become somewhat more of a micro now that so many people aren't going to drink it? Like, they have to make so much less that it becomes.
We need to forget that AB InBev is bad. I don't care what.
I know. I'm not saying that.
I don't care what nice or whatever thing they do. Let's not forget.
There are other micro beers out there that are bad.
I like that. I do like that the byproduct of it has been this. Basically, Budweiser has been put on blast for how many things that they have. So I've been seeing so many non-beer people saying, like, look at all the things that Budweiser, you know, they don't say AB InBev. The non-beer people, they say, like, look at all the things that Budweiser owns. And, you know, they list all the things that we've been known for years and years. They're like, this is all the AB InBev products. And people are like, holy shit, Budweiser owns so many things. We're like, this is what we've been saying for years.
Yeah. Kona's
I'll drink Corona. Oh, it's owned by Budweiser. I'll drink this. Oh, it's
so
owned by Budweiser.
Funny. It really is hilarious, and it cracks me up. Like, I mean, I'm just sitting here going, you know what I was immediately thinking about, actually, is when I was running Goldstein's, the very first brewery that was able to come and, like, throw down a whole bunch of gay pride stuff during the gay pride parade, which, you know, we were obviously, like, a huge popular stop off for both before, during, and after the gay pride parade down in Tower District, is, you know, Bud Light was like, we have all this gay swag and we don't care if you carry us or not. We're, like, going to come bring it by. And so I was like, yeah, okay, cool. Sweet, whatever. And so I'm like, how is this suddenly news that.
Oh, so this is not the first time.
No, like.
Budweiser, anyway.
I mean. Yeah, it was just really funny to me. I'm like, okay, so suddenly they just make it a little bit more overt, like they're supporting of LGBTQ plus community, and they put it on the can, and now all of a sudden, like, the Bible Belt is on fire.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's burning.
I'm trying to figure out.
And what's worse is they're like, oh, we'll switch to Coors. And so my wife sent me a video that says, oh, Coors started inclusivity in 1976.
In the 70s. I know.
In 1976. Oh, yeah. So good luck there.
Right.
Guys, my advice is, everyone, just don't worry about shit so much and just hang out, man.
They'll be like, oh, I'm going to get pissed at this thing that did the thing.
Like, nobody cares, man. Just relax. Yeah. Get pissed at AB InBev. Takes up shell space. That's the thing to get pissed about right now.
I'm just imagining all these hillbillies like, well, now I just got to, like, mix moonshine with sparkling water to get my rocks off. Like, I can't go and buy all my favorite beers anymore.
That's all you can do. If you really want to boycott, you have to make it yourself.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be moonshine and water.
Yeah.
Because they don't know.
Yeah, well, where are they getting this moonshine from, though? Is that, like,
corporate moonshine? They're growing that corn themselves.
Yeah.
They're growing the corn themselves. They're, just corn mash and backwoods. You just have to wear overalls, and it'll come out fine.
Oh, okay. That's a secret. Yeah. That's what I've been doing wrong. I'm like, fuck, I can't get this shit right.
Ordinary street clothes. Yeah. Overalls or nothing.
Yeah. Well, Rad Stacey, I think you used to call us out on this shit too. Like, okay, beyond beer, if you look at everywhere you shop and everything you do, it's all, you know, big. And so now it's like, well, you drive that Chevy truck, they support LGBTQ. LGBTQ. What is it?
You're a QT also.
Yeah.
LGBT.
So, yeah, it's across the board. It's like, okay, don't drink Bud Light, but are you going to start driving your Chevy? Are you going to stop fishing at Bass Pro Shop? Are you going to stop this? Are you going to stop that? It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, good luck.
Just don't, yeah. Why you got to worry yourself about it? It doesn't concern
why do you.
Why
do you have to worry about it?
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Like, why do you care? So much energy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Why are you using your energy for this? Like, it doesn't concern you. Don't worry about it.
Right. I'll tell you what, the funeral industry, very, very gay. Lots of gay folks in the funeral industry. So
wait, where am I supposed to die? Where is a straight place I can die? Where am I supposed to die?
You are fucked either way, folks. It's just...
Oh, man.
Can I die independently? I want to indie die.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not
that. That's called... Well, you've got a backyard, Nick.
Micro die.
Yes, micro die.
Is it
nanodying.
Rad Stacey, is it illegal for me to bury myself in my own backyard? I own the land.
Not in California.
What if I own the mineral rights too? What if I own all the rights?
Yeah, underground. Everything under the soil.
You got to remember that shit. I had an uncle, my aunt and uncle own property in Oklahoma. They live in Oklahoma. And it's a freaking oil company. They didn't own the rights, the underground rights. And some oil company came and set up an oil fucking pump in their property.
Sideways?
Yeah, right next to their freaking road into their house. I'm like, this is ours now. And we're like, what the fuck?
Did they just stare him down while they were digging too? They're like, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Mine. It's mine under there.
My drill bit goes deeper than yours.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I think in Oklahoma, you can be buried on your own property.
Damn straight.
There's quite a few states where you can.
As long as they don't want to drill there.
Just stay away from the water table. Well, you'll become stupid oil eventually.
Well, call 811 before you dig. Remember that, folks. Right. Before you dig your bodies, call 811. We'll come out and mark all the things that you got to watch out for when you're digging for your body. Yeah, but I'm putting a body right about here. It's about 6 feet.
Like, we're all destined to become fossil fuels in the end. So,
goodness. Well, that's you know, keeps things going, keeps charging
keeps things going. The earth. That's right.
What else, Nick? Do you have other things, Nick?
That's my culture. Wait, I have a looking out for.
Okay.
Have looking out for. Oh, well, do you guys have culture too? I don't want to keep going if you guys have
don't
things.
Worry about
I
it.
Just, seem very cultured
just,
to you.
Just put it out
of
there.
Of course. Barrel House is expanding. They are looking at a new place called The Hangar
Expansion.
In Paso Robles.
Oh.
So are they closing their Paso spot to go to this new spot? Like they're not
they
keeping
don't
them.
Say
I think they're moving. I think they are. I think I might have.
Yeah,
the
it's just a generic warehouse where they're at now. Like, metal steel building. No big deal.
Wow. So, is this like a middle finger to Firestone Walker? They're like, what's up?
They've always had their middle finger up to Firestone Walker, both of them.
So check it out, The Hangar. What's up?
Yeah. The Hangar.
They're just all, on the street in front of Firestone with their chest all out real big. And they're like, what's up? What's up? The Hangar, huh? Think of that.
Did you see this? Did you see this?
That shit?
It's a
hangar. And that is the hangar, right? Like like a plane hanger, not hanger, like a clothes hanger.
No? Yes.
I just want to make sure. Okay.
The former over the latter.
Okay.
Perfect. It's a hangar.
So, and this isn't like Hanger Brewing Company. It's not honing.
No, it's
on
not there. Hanger 24.
Does anyone remember Hanger 24? Anybody? Anyway,
yes.
I remember it.
Slightly. I remember we didn't get their best beer.
I'm pretty sure you could find it still at Fig Tree Liquor.
Oh, what, the orange wheat bullshit? Thanks, no.
Wow, tell us how you
they
really would,
they made an okay beer. Okay. They made okay beer.
They had a double IP that was really
wasn't
good.
Their thing, wasn't their thing to like be that to be bought out? They're like looking for somebody to buy them out, and they just never it just never came to fruition.
But anybody, nobody could find Redlands. They're like, yeah. Which exit do we take?
Yeah. Shit, we missed it. Let's just go to Vegas at this point.
I had a pretty good friend who worked for Hanger for a while, and I don't know, they're all right. I did some events with them at Gold's, a pinup event.
Oh, that was
fun. Wow!
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Did you bring in the bombers?
Nope. I just did draft. I'm not fucking around with bombers. Get out of here.
Yes.
I know. Disappointing. It was 10 years too late.
Late. Story of my life.
So upcoming new spot for Barrel House.
The Barrel House, yes.
It's all approved, being built, like it's official. What's the opening date? Or is it already open?
Yeah, tap room update.
Oh, no, it's not. That we only have artist renderings at this point.
Yeah.
So they are
those damn
far
renderings.
Away.
Oh, they look so good.
So it's we're gonna call it an AI brewery.
Yeah. Yeah. It's virtual.
Well, I know that in our little group text the other day, you didn't seem to care very much, but I thought it was big news that Donaghy purchased Mark Stein of Sacramento. Which
no,
I think is
no,
really
no, Gus.
Yeah.
No,
the
guess,
only thing
Stacey,
that interested
no
me was Mark Stein has been around since 1920.
Yeah.
I've been around since 1920.
I've been around.
I remember when Budweiser liked straight people.
They never liked straight people.
They never
They're
liked
just finally
people.
Coming out to put the nail in the coffin on that one.
They've always loved
well,
gay
I'm
people. They've
glad
never,
you guys still don't care.
They've been so frustrated that these straight people love Bud Light for so many years. They're like, God dang it.
Well, they finally came out and they were just like, we are so tired of straight people liking our beer and we're done.
They're like, oh, they finally had to be, you know
that
what? I'm
could
no.
Be.
This is it.
That could be exactly what happened.
I mean, if I knew how gay it was, I'd have drinking so much more of it, to be honest. I feel kind of sad now.
You missed out.
I know. Lots of years of My happiness. Life could have been so different.
Much more hydrated.
Right. Alas. So that's all lives. I don't know.
So, I mean, not that it's not a disappointment that Donaghy bought them, but.
Yeah. I mean,
what influence they've had on the valley to even care about them. Like they've never heard about them before this.
Well, I think that I am interested in it because I lived in the distributor world for a while and I worked with distributors. And so I have quite a bit of respect for Mark Stein, and they're like very family oriented and like very, you know, spotlighty on craft beer and you know, women in craft beer, people of color, LGBTQ+, like this very, very inclusive and like active in the mom and pop community. And I just know that that's going to change, and that makes me sick.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah. So culturally I feel like that's
also
not
they carry great. Sierra Nevada in Northern California, so what does that mean for
so not anymore
valleywide?
Yeah, Sierra Nevada pulled out.
Oh, okay.
Of Mark Stein.
Oh, okay. So the website's outdated.
Wow, I did too. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, as far as I believe that they did. That was the news that I saw. Hold on.
You said it was important, so I looked up their website.
Sorry.
Why? Okay,
I mean,
they carry Firestone.
Distributors do not update their website, though. So
I figured.
Yeah.
Little known fact, distributors not big on updating their blog.
Well, you better update your blog.
Blog. Oh my God. Yeah. So this here, February 22nd, 2023, Reyes acquires Constellation Brands and Sierra Nevada portfolios from Sacramento based Mark Stein Beverage Company.
Ooh, Reyes.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's like, to me, that's a culturally a pretty big deal for Northern California in terms of distribution and what you're going to find out there and what you're going to find at your local corner bottle shops. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Donaghy doesn't give a fuck about them.
What?
I know.
Uh-oh.
That's not news.
No.
Anyone who buys beer here locally from Donaghy knows that. I am throwing so much shade. But is it shade when it's true? I don't know. I don't know if it's shade when it's true. But
I'm throwing so much truth at them right now.
Yeah. Truth bomb. Yeah. So, I mean, this is all like fairly new news. Yeah. I mean, even my folks near me who want to buy beer from the Donaghy's, they're told like, well, you have to get, you know, so much, or you're only going to get one delivery a month. It's like, what?
You got to pay to play.
Wow.
Don't stand in my way, because nobody rides for free.
Yeah, and you see the
Pearson.
Yeah, and you see the trucks go by, and they're like, "I'm on my way to Food Max, peace, bitches."
Peace, bitches. Finally, I'm in Food Max.
That was my eternal story.
Yeah,
with them.
Craft beer headquarters.
Your craft beer headquarters, Food Max. We've got a beer cave. We've got a beer cave now.
You're like, oh fuck yeah, beer cave. Like, oh, we've got all variants of Budweiser and Coors.
Was that Budweiser Platinum?
Platinum Bud.
Oh, yeah.
Dry Bud.
Bud Clear. Did Bud ever do a clear?
I think that was Pepsi. But
oh, okay.
They use Van Halen now.
Yes, that was my culture thing. So unless you want to hear about like the really cool brew pub concept that I'm absolutely in love with Portlandia.
Well, I don't know. Is it been caught drinking, or is it culture? Can you discern?
I think it's like a cultural been caught drinking.
Well, let's wait for been caught drinking.
Yeah. Go forward. That's fine. Fast forward.
Caught been drinking.
Caught
been drinking.
Who's been?
Chew beer.
And why is he drinking all my beer?
Oh my God, get under your bin.
He's been caught.
Damn.
Was there, from you two, was there any other culture items you wanted to share before I moved on from you guys and stopped and started ignoring you?
Kicked us off of the whole
thing. Yeah.
Finished.
Are
the
you
show by
talking
yourself?
Over us?
No, I wouldn't do that. I've never done that on this show.
Wow.
Talk over co-hosts.
Looking out for from New Glory, another West Coast. Oh, it's a West Coast Pilsner. I've been tricked again.
Oh,
I don't know if I'm looking out for this now.
Pilsner. It's like they put the big West Coast and then that little tiny Pilsner.
Yeah. Okay. So the Pilsner is called Nectrophilia.
Oh, that's up my alley. That's right dirty. There. I like that.
Yeah.
So you look out for that. While
talk
I look
about
for
it, Red
the real
Stacey's
West
work
Coast
all day.
IPA called Uncontrolled Chaos.
Nectrophilia. That's really a comic.
Nectrophilia
going.
Damn near killed you.
Damn near killed you. Holy shit. That's pretty good. I like it.
Damn it.
Just going to work tomorrow, Red Stacey. You guys ever been into nectrophilia?
Because I tried some last night.
Because I tried it, and it was way better than I thought it would be.
How Stacy got fired.
Wow.
I said nectro.
It wouldn't be the first time this podcast got somebody fired.
You listen to my enunciation.
I am a cunning linguist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're looking out for.
Too much pocket taco for you, ma'am.
If anybody could get that to that nectrophilia to Nick, We have an address on the show notes that you can send it to.
I'll just wait for the market to carry it.
I am on the lookout for, I actually caught up with a friend the other day who works for 50/50 Brewing out of Tahoe.
Ooh, yeah.
And apparently, I know, but I want, really, what I really want to try was the Tahoe pills, and she didn't have any of that on her. They, I said, how dare you not have any
the market
industry
has,
beer?
The market has 50/50.
Yeah, do they have the pills? And mm-hmm. what are the dates?
Nick is saying they do.
I have not checked the dates, but they do have it. It might be a month or two old by now.
Okay, well, that's right, though.
It's Pilsner. Yeah. What does it matter?
Yeah, well, they are distributed by Delta now, so.
Yeah, Delta.
I expect it to be a little bit.
They're not that guy, that Sacramento guy's name that you said earlier that I've already forgotten.
Mark Stein?
Yeah, sure. Mark Stein.
Yeah, you know, those guys.
Those
being
guys.
Gobbled up by some Central Valley distributorship.
So
I drove up with a pile of money. I'm not made of stone.
So go to the market, Rad Stacey.
All right, the market.
You gotta come north.
You'll run into one of us at some point.
Nick and I
go to the market every week, and we have never run into each other.
Not once.
That's weird. I always run into people there that I don't want to see.
I don't run into anybody.
Fortunately,
there.
That's never happened either.
All I run into is the 80-year-old clientele.
Like, paying with a check.
Very slowly going down the aisle. I'm like, I'll just go around.
Did you tell them about the dance camera, the 80-year-olds? See if you can break a hip in the wine aisle?
Yeah, no.
No?
Dance camera?
Yeah, you know about the dance camera? No?
Is that why I keep winning so much money?
Well, I didn't know they sent out money. But yeah, there's a camera that's like live streaming. And if you dance, they'll post it on their Facebook.
What?
You didn't know about this?
I didn't know the market had a Facebook.
Yeah.
You're lying.
Wait, how many times have I been on their Facebook? And I know. Like, look at this dipshit.
Right? Yeah, he's doing the sway while he's trying to pick out six different beers to get 10% off.
This guy that keeps coming back to the same beer section expecting something different.
There is. It's like in the champagne aisle, it's like faced right down and you can dance and they'll put it on their socials. If you dance.
Whoa.
I see a meat counter, another meat counter, another meat counter.
You don't dance at the meat counter?
That's where I do my dancing. Give me that jet up.
That's a little
unless
pump.
They took it down, but there's definitely a dance counter.
All right. Well, now I can't believe I've learned new information about the market.
That just sounds like a way for them to hang a camera so the old lady stops stealing champagne. It's just a security camera, but dance cam.
It's a dance cam.
It's a dance, yeah. Stop stealing our champagne.
I'm looking out for a record store day is a week away next Saturday. April 22nd is record store day. Very exciting for some of us. And exciting day.
Yeah.
And Dogfish Head.
Do we have a craft beer and records shop yet?
Not yet. Well, Nick, let's start getting some funding together. I guess we got to start saving our Golden God money.
GoFundMe.
Record Store Day, April 22nd. Dogfish Head sponsors as a Record Store Day sponsor every year. And they are making a beer this year, as they've done in the past. This beer is called Catchy Chorus. It is a DDH IPA. It is inspired by the E, B, C minor, C sharp minor, and A chord, the Catchy Chorus, the classic Catchy Chorus chord progression, and with Eureka, Bravo, Calypso, and Azaka hops. So there is a beer release coinciding with Record Store Day. And this Saturday, they're having like a Record Store Day / Dogfish Head thing at Brooklyn beer or Brooklyn bowling, and Rad Stacy showing us a dance cam. Now Rad Stacy showing us the dance cam from the market. Is that you? Wow. Is that you, Rad Stacy?
Yeah, it's so good.
Was it you?
It was me.
Show it again.
Me. No, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Nah, I don't care.
It wasn't me, yet, but
I don't care. So wait, no, show it again. I want to see. Wow.
Oh, see?
Wow. Funky moves.
Yeah, and it's right on top of the beer fridge. And it's facing right
yeah, that's the that camera is on top of the six pack.
Yep.
Cold six pack. Yeah,
see, you guys thought I was fibbing about that.
Wow. I feel stupid because I consider myself a somewhat observant person, and I've never seen that.
And
all.
Now you know if you. Been down the wine aisle picking your nose. That
yeah. Well, oh my gosh, the stuff I've done in front of that camera unknowingly.
Oh, the things I've done.
They don't have one of those temperature cameras where they show like fart changes. Oh,
yeah, the fart.
Look at this guy farting. So
I like seeing all the people waiting for like trains and planes just farting up a storm. Love it. I'm sorry, I interrupted your whole deal.
You didn't know. That was good. That's it. Dogfish Head, beer, record store day. Be prepared.
All right. Doge Fish Head.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your job?
Big on the listeners getting involved in the show.
And I'm grabbing a beer.
Rad Stacy's going to grab a beer and get ready because we got voicemails. You can get on the show a couple, two, three different ways. You can call our old school voicemail line that's open 24/7, 559-492-0542. Just call in, ask us a question. Uh-oh. I'm already slurring, guys. Cushion. Or just give us some information that you think the perfect poor listener would be into, or you can record something and email us perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com, or just write an email for us to read. And we will start with traditional voicemails. And the first one is, first one is somebody hanging up from the 661 area code. Somebody
Bakersfield.
Is that Bakersfield?
That is Bakersfield.
Oh.
Who the hell's hanging out?
Somebody
from
in the Kern County tried to call us and got scared. Big right, Game James, is that you? All right. Now here's a real voicemail.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
I can.
It's got to be. Yeah. So, hey, I don't know which ones you're going to play first, the conventional, traditional, school voicemail, or the email voicemail, but I know I'm leaving too, but there's a good reason. So the first one I submitted was a recorded voicemail, you know, email style. And I was talking a bit about hazies, right? Hazies versus West Coast. But I, just a little while ago, I had a Heady Topper. I saw it at the Easy Mart on Fowler and Shaw. And I was getting some other beers. I'm like, you know what? I haven't had one of those in a while. So I got a Heady Topper, which Heady Topper is supposedly the godfather, that spawned New England IPAs. And it's been a while since I've had one, so I can't remember exactly what my last experience was with one. But my God, that thing was bitter. That thing was just as ever bit as bitter as any West Coast IPA. It wasn't soft and pillowy, and it certainly wasn't sweet and not non-bitter. It was bitter. Bitter AF. Maybe it was just a one-off. Maybe it was an old can. I don't know. Maybe I should have checked my dates, like you guys always say.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I thought I just had to share that with you. Heady Topper was bitter AF. AF. Well, anyway.
AF.
That's great work.
Stop cussing, Carl.
I'm drinking.
Thanks, Sky B. I wonder,
nice.
I mean, is he saying bitter as like he felt old? Like maybe he it was did. Too hot? And old?
Oh, no. I mean, but usually if it's like hop bitter. That's kind of going away once it gets old, and right. then more of that maltiness comes out. So I don't know. Maybe we're going to have to go to Easy Mart.
Let's all do a little perfect poor field one. Trip. No, field that's trip. Clovis, dude. He was talking about like Armstrong and shit. Once I hear Armstrong, I'm like, deep, I'm out, bro. I mean, it's Fresno County.
Clovis.
But I'm like, nah, I'm out. No, I won't see you out there. I go to Madeira. I don't go to.
Like, sorry. Go to it's not. It's not
turn
easy.
Around and go to Madeira.
Yeah, before. I go to Madeira. I'm like, fuck this shit. I'll see you in Madeira.
Your wheels lock up.
Madeira has a little cracker bar. It's all right. Yeah.
Not so easy.
Yeah.
To get
so
to
Scotty
Easy
B, he's confused by the original. Scotty B's right in saying like Hetty Topper's like sort of the original hazy or like the godfather, mm-hmm. but like it's New England style IPA. What New England hazy is the definitive New England, literal New England, state of New England hazy beer?
Anybody? There's probably some fights about it. I bet you there's some people who are like, I did it first.
Fucking fight you, bro.
I did it first.
Yeah. Nobody's claiming that.
Do they want to?
I mean, they do. I mean, the very first, hey, bro. Like.
No, it was you. No, it wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Did.
No, you did it.
I mean, the very first search I do is like the Hetty Topper brewed in 04. So, I mean, that's the first thing that came up.
Why shouldn't it be? Isn't Hetty Topper in Tennessee or Kentucky? One of those fucking things right there.
Vermont.
Vermont, yeah.
Vermont.
So why wouldn't they call it Vermont? Vermont. Vermont IPA. VIPAs.
Vine Pear wants to talk about what the difference is between a hazy IPA and a New England IPA.
Oh my god. Vine Pear always wants to talk about stuff.
What's the difference between a pilsner and a lager, guys? Let's talk about it. We're Vine Pear.
That's their podcast. That's their intro of their podcast episode.
Guys, today we're talking about the difference between pilsners and lagers here on Vine Pear.
I'm just going to say that a lager can only be drunk by dads. And then a pilsner is if you have not.
Your pinky's out.
Oh, yeah. No, right. No matter the level of New Balance sneaker you have?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No, if you have made children, that's it.
I only drink lagers in. I was drinking lagers during Easter. Well, I do have a pair of New Balance. By the way, New Balance makes a comfortable shoe, and they are a good company that treat their employees properly. So, come on, guys.
Mikey, you weren't just drinking lager, you were drinking super lager. If you were wearing your New Balance it was uber lager.
NBs.
Don't use German words around him. He gets squirmish.
Uber lager.
We're still voicemail.
Hey, yo, what's up, guys? It's Jazz coming to you from, where am I? Tablandia in Portland. Let's go. Hey, guess who I'm with? I don't know. Who is this?
Rad Stacy.
Oh, snap. And who else do I got here?
Oh, my God, it's me.
Corey.
Sounds like the girl on our show.
Lazy.
And I got a couple new guys here. They're the owners of Tablandia. Let's go. That's JV. What's up?
Jack.
All right, guys. Hey, what have you been up to? You've been in Portland for a little bit. What's going on?
I'm visiting family, but this has been the least lame part of this whole visit, was being with you guys. So thanks so much for the invite. This is a great end to my trip. And I couldn't ask for a better place to end it. Taplandia is freaking fire. If you are up here in the Portland area, do not miss out on Taplandia. Cool. Do it.
I'm having right now. I'm currently having a monkless. It's called the FNG. Freaking delicious Belgian ale. What do you have, Court?
I was having a. What did I have? A Citra from Hen House.
Citra from Hen House. Great Notion.
Great Notion.
Super Invader.
She's having a triple.
Yep. And I'm having a red. What's this? Is the number four up there? What is that one? Hen House. Yeah. No, sorry.
Lorwood. Lorwood. Free Ranger Red.
Yeah. I had Lorwood, but then this is.
Weird Portland.
This is the other one.
Ridgeback Red.
Oh, Ridgeback
Red. Yeah. And it is amazing. You guys know me. I like ambers and reds and all things. Not super hazy.
What are you having, JV?
I'm having double stack. Great Notion.
Yes. Let's go. What are you having?
Having the same thing, Super Invader.
That's it right there. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. So hey, we got one last thing to tell you guys.
Keep up the good work,
guys.
Let's go.
Wow,
that was so much.
Well
fun.
Done.
So much
knowledge.
So good.
Portland.
Had such a great time.
Wow. He's
yeah, he went on. So good. I love it.
Keep up the good work, guys. Oh, man, we got to keep up the good work from Rad Stacy. That's pretty cool.
Wow. Inception. Good work, Inception.
Cool. It was weird hearing myself back at myself while I'm on this right now.
Yeah, you did not think that through.
Live from the past. I don't
know. Right. You're like, I'll never. Well, the podcast won't exist next week. I'll just call.
Oh, my DoorDash is here. I better step away for a second.
No, that was a great spot, Taplandia. Those guys were so gracious. They had like this little VIP spot. I was like, VIP. I don't know what people told you about me, but you did not need to do all that. at all, but it was so great. And Corey and Jazz brought their significant others out too. It was a great time. My significant other was like, I'm not going.
I'm not going to go,
which
there.
Is fine. It was really, really fun though. That was super cool.
You had a good time.
I did have a good time. We went to two different places. Yeah.
He didn't experience a weird or North Coast hostess who has no idea what the hell you're talking about experience.
No, I don't deal with hostesses. I just go behind the bar and get what I want.
Yeah.
No.
That's mine. It's mine.
I got it.
Did you walk in and go, I know more than you.
All right. Y'all got Janine all twisted up. She's fired up, you guys. You guys did it again. Well, Mikey, I think it's the perpetrator of this kind of thing.
That was always me.
Stylized!
It's our Colorado accent.
Is my Colorado accent throwing you off?
Stylized.
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 Stylized. It's the yeast I told you all about 2 calls ago. Yeah,
play the Google Music and look it up on the internet.
2 calls ago.
How does Google Music go?
I told you guys that it was a yeast that they put into the beer that makes it so they can use less hops and less grain.
Ooh. Yes.
And Brad Stacey commented on how cool that was. And then I said,
the next call, I said
when we went to Colab Fest, they were all over the place. And then Brian from Iowa called and he said that they're starting to do it there too.
They call it a Theo boost or whatever.
But it's the yeast. It's the thiolized yeast.
Thiolized.
And now they're making IPAs with them, and it's going to be all the rage.
Like your hair is stylized, Mikey.
Right now.
Your jeans can be stylized.
Yeah, but not your beard, bro. That's stylized.
Hey, we'll get off our soapbox.
It's me, Colin. It's me, Janine.
Goodbye.
We're here on Hee Haw.
I like thighs, too. What's wrong with that?
I've got some stylized yeast for y'all. Wow. Holy shit, that was great.
Wow.
I loved that so much. That's like one of my favorite voicemails. Even better than the one that I just left with Jeff.
Oh, wow. You're bumping that one up. Yeah, Red Stacy.
You're right there.
Your new
No, I'm like envisioning perfect pour shirts that say stylized.
Well, this is my dream has been all our shirts are like, they're references in the show. They're not like, not a straight like perfect pour podcast shirt. I want like references on the shirt. The Dan Patrick show. I know you guys don't know. There's a sports radio show in the mornings, the Dan Patrick show. And they do this where like some sort of inside the show reference is made and then they'll make a t-shirt about it. That's what I want. That's my dream for the show.
Which episode are we on right now? What is this, 505?
506.
Oh, 506. So it could just say stylized, hashtag 506.
Yeah.
I got and it. People Hold get on, it. I got to write this down.
Everyone will get
Perfect
it.
Perfect pour. Write it down, Nick.
I'm writing it down.
Did you have a moleskin, Nick?
I cannot find my moleskin, so I'm going to the Post-its. 506 stylized. But are we going to do stylized how we messed it up? Or are we going to do the proper term stylized?
Stylized.
Yes.
Thighs. All thighs.
Thigh-olized.
I like thighs.
Leave another voicemail and let us know how you want it to look.
Let's just keep the stylized thing going. I'll
post it.
Okay, good.
Also, I'm just now noticing Red Stacy's shirt is the shoots, but it looks like a university sweater.
Yeah, it
looks like she went to Stanford, but she went to Deschutes University.
Deschutes U. It says brewery. I Deschutes you. I was 7 years old.
Have you had the non-alcoholic Black Butte yet? Anybody?
What?
Whoa, jeez, Brad Stacy.
Don't de-alcoholize my beer.
I will not have alcohol back you.
Wow. All right.
Have you had it?
No, but, you know, I'm saying it's got good buzz. It's got some good buzz.
You're our guinea pig here. We let you test everything first.
My doctor hasn't told me I need to cut that shit out
yet. Hey, guys,
you need to cut out. You need to slow down at the Black Buttes there, Miss Brad Stacy. You're like, fuck you, doctor.
Well, I'm going to get a second opinion and a third and a fourth.
Guess what? I'm going to keep getting opinions until someone tells me not to do. Someone tells me you're full of shit.
Right. I'll find them.
Yep.
Like
the 10 doctors I saw before you said to cut down on beer. What do you think of that? I think they're full of shit. Thank you. You left him a
this
big
This is
tip.
Your window to weight gain.
Hello. You went to finally went to Dr. Nick, and he's like, you should keep drinking beer. Beer exactly. is good.
Hear me? I'm sitting in a parking lot. Hey, it's Wazoo. Hope you had a good Easter.
Wazoo.
We were up in Boise. The boys' high school cross coach scheduled a couple of games up there because his kid goes to school up there and plays lacrosse for Boise State University. So made a trip up there. They played against Timberline High School and Boise High School. Great games, great parents, really hospitable. The Boise High School parents busted out a flat top, and they had a hot dog roller. Yes, a hot dog roller to cook hot dogs on. They did burgers, hot dogs, had out, you know, snacks and drinks, and it was just amazing. Great people. Did a bit of beer drinking up there. Started off at 10 Barrel with a bunch of buddies because we needed space to accommodate a lot of people. Their beer is okay. I had a Martzen and a coffee stout, but the chicken bulgogi bowl was fantastic. Man, it was so good. Then we went to Mother Earth Brewing there in Boise.
Mother Earth.
Had a couple hazies, had a cold IPA that was incredible. And then, you know, schlepped home, did things. We hit up another brewery called Lost Grove. Great pizza. They had a hazy IPA called Robot Squid, which I had had a couple pours of. And then had a bourbon barrel aged imperial stout with cacao and vanilla added called Yersinia, which was delicious. The pizzas were great there. So, Lost Grove, fantastic place if you're Boise. Two thumbs up.
No.
And same with Mother Earth as far as the beers go.
You just hear cacao. Yeah, they don't have food. They're like, food trucks. Nah,
What else? What else? What else? Oh, so I got a couple things that I purchased a little while ago that I don't get to use. So you guys talk about needing these things. And so I have two tickets to the Firestone Walker Invitational. I'm not going to be able to go. I will be on an airplane flying to the East Coast.
Oh, my God.
I'm just offering them up to the Perfect Four. I need to know if you guys want these two tickets. General admission, so you got to go a little later than everyone else, VIP.
Oh, God.
Buy two tickets.
With the freaking regular people.
If you want them.
Then we'd only need one media pass, guys.
That's all I got, guys. Be safe. Check your dates. Have fun. And keep up the good work. Guys.
Guys.
Sacramento.
Wazoo. Thanks, Wazoo.
Cacao.
Cacao. What are you, Rad Stacey, do we have, has Firestone Walker responded to our request for media passes for the Firestone Walker Invitational? The good folks over there at Firestone Walker.
They are working on it.
They're working on it.
They're working hard.
It's the last email that I got.
That's a bad sign.
So like, I think they're so working
the literal person that would be in charge of approving this is like, we're going to go back and work on this. We're gonna get a team going and work on this.
So I actually feel good that we're gonna get at least two passes. I feel 38.5% sure.
Oh, that's something. That's a D plus. Maybe D minus.
I know it's an F minus.
Damn
but,
it. No, it's not F minus. That's just a straight F. That's just a regular F.
F minus is in like the 20% category.
Yeah.
No, I do feel good about it. I will reach out. Like, I don't want to be super bothersome. I give at least like a couple of weeks. I'm like, hey, just circling back per my last email.
Well, per my last email.
You know,
you're not like one of those influencers that have like 300 followers. And they're like, yeah, I'm going to be at your brewery tomorrow. So I expect like five flights of beers and. I'm going to blow you up on Instagram.
After what happened at North Coast, I kind of don't like throw any names around anymore. No. I'm just like, well, I'm just here.
Yeah, Rad Stacey had a first experience of throwing around the Perfect Pour name. See what kind of fucking cachet that shit has. But yeah, I'm on the Perfect Pour North Coast. So you want to set me up on the big ass podcaster booth? Like, oh yeah, we'll get you set up. Hi, I'm Rad Stacey. Okay.
I didn't even.
I'm Mary Elizabeth. How are you doing? What do you need?
I am Mustang Sally.
Yeah.
Wow. Hi. Ride Sally Ride. Yeah.
So So Wazoo has Firestone Walker Invitational tickets available to. Somebody that needs them.
Yeah. Who needs them? That's really personal feeling if you need them or not. I think that's a
It's June 3rd.
Yep. June 3rd.
Paso Robles.
8 a.m.
We know 8 a.m. Is it?
8 a.m.
Is it?
No, that's when you should start lining up, though.
That's when you guys. should I sleep outside?
Bring a tent. Yeah, bring a tent.
A tent?
Yeah, no, stay around the periphery.
Is there going to be water stations?
No.
What's your water station?
I'm not going.
Like from the toilet?
Yeah. From the Porter John? How many porta johns are there?
Porta potty situation.
Porta potties. So, how many porta potties?
Oh yeah. Don't remind me in a few minutes after the voicemail things because I have a porta potty thing.
Oh man, porta potty stories.
I got it.
New segment on the Perfect Pour. Porta potty stories.
It's a beer that looked like porta potty juice.
Oh, not what I was expecting. Wow.
I know.
I was expecting. Remember when Tioga Sequoia was. Was porta potty all porta potties?
Yeah, the trailer restrooms.
Yeah. That was high class.
Hey, they had to do what they had to do.
Don't we all?
Yep, that's how we do. That's how we get through it.
Okay. I don't think anything good is going to come from
me. Well, it could be a good call. We can call for a report.
Don't. I tell you what, I'll put the phone over here and let's just have talks about things we're talking about.
Uh-oh. We're going to get some secret.
So the doctors you worked with were scary, weird.
I will never date a doctor.
I would totally date a doctor. Fair. Only if I was
single.
You have
Colin, Janine.
Then again, I'm
well, obviously only if I was single.
Well, you're a nurse, so.
Well, doctors are shitheads.
We're in the hot tub with Colin and
because
Janine,
they think they know everything.
Well, I mean, they don't know about the things that I know about.
Nurse practitioner.
So, they couldn't put out a podcast.
So I met a friend.
They couldn't, like, have a dog that's all
tonight. we went out to a brewery. I met a friend tonight that I went to high school with. And she's a PA, a physician's assistant.
It's like a doctor, but almost
a almost a doctor. She's a physician's assistant.
We met her at a brewery, though. It was kind of cool.
And she's married to a man in construction. And it just solidifies my point to be like, us women that are in the medical field, we don't typically date people or marry people who are also in the medical field because it's just too much, you know? Like, it's just too much. Like, all of you that are married to people who are in totally different fields than you, like, good for you. Like, that's it gets a bit of diversity.
There's no construction chicks. I mean, there is, but it's not. They actually
oh, there are.
No, but I really love that my husband's in construction. So, like, when the dishwasher breaks, I'm like, honey, fix it. You know, but then when his blood pressure's high, he's like, honey, fix it. I'm not saying it has. I'm just saying.
Oh, if I had blood pressure issues.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
Pump that extra blood right out of me?
We can help each other. There's no extra blood.
We can help each other.
Happening.
How does blood
pressure that's disappointing.
Work?
Don't talk about that because I'm not going to go. I'm not going to woman nurse splain anyone. Oh, that's a good note. No, there's nurse splaining.
Nurse splaining.
Yeah, I'm not going to nurse splain you.
We're going to the brewery tonight, and there's this guy, and his wife is on his bike, on her bike next to him, riding his bike at a stoplight, and you can tell this dude's just mansplaining the shit out of this traffic signal to her when she's on her bicycle.
That guy's totally.
So we went to three new breweries tonight.
Yeah, we did.
We went to.
Oh, my battery's going to die. I'd be like, let's just the show.
Hurry up, Colin. Get it in.
Avery.
Before your battery dies.
Yeah, went to Avery, you guys. Fucking awesome. Like, seriously, I know they're owned by San Miguel. I know they're Bio Beer, but that place is pretty cool.
Yeah, we went to Avery, Beyond the Mountain, and Westbound and Down, and Fritz.
And we did four.
Four. We did four.
Eastbound and Down.
And I'm sorry that Colin's phone is dying.
Yeah,
and then we've been talking about our past relationships for a while, and he's surprised that I never dated a doctor.
I'm like, you're a nurse.
Yeah, and I'm like, nurses don't date doctors.
I think some nurses become nurses to marry doctors, though.
Some do, but
and some doctors become doctors to
there's
a lot of money.
There are few and far between.
I don't know where I saw it, but I saw
nurses that become nurses to date doctors are few and far between.
Anyway, sorry about the ram call, but it is Saturday. So keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Guys!
Enough about
dialyze.
That's kind of excessive calls, guys. I mean, come on.
I was in on that. I liked it.
You like hanging out with the hot tub with Colin and Jim?
Yeah, I felt like I was just a fly on the wall there.
I mean, I feel like they took their hot tub out with them during that whole thing.
What, to the breweries? Yeah. They have a traveling hot tub in the back. They have one of those truck bed hot tubs that go around.
Imagining.
They're like, yeah. Hey, babe, why don't you go in there and order me some hazies, all right? Bring them out.
And they're like,
over here.
Hot tub splaining everything to everybody and all
the
Yeah.
The only way to splain things.
Yeah, I get this thing up to about 100 degrees. Yeah, the human body can handle it.
104.
She's a nurse, so it's fine. It's fine.
I got rid of our hot tub, and I kind of regret it. It's just that particular hot tub was kind of shitty. I'd like to get a new one.
All right.
Yes.
Well, let's get a...
My husband just left the room, so that's how I'm able to say that. So
he's not on board with this hot tub?
It's a secret.
Hot tub? Really?
Well, can you DoorDash a hot tub?
I know. Maybe. Someday. So... Well, we just got solar, so I feel
Amazon.
Like now it makes a little bit more sense to get the hot tub.
All right.
Because it really was sucking a lot of energy.
Oh, okay.
It's expensive.
I never really think about the energy that hot tubs consume.
Yeah. Well, because I like it real fucking hot. Yeah, like, fucking hot. Real hot.
I don't like a tepid tub. I want a fucking hot tub.
Like, he's all over here trying to put it on Econo mode, and I'm like, listen, I can't fuck around.
We gotta save some money.
It's in the name. It's not mediocre tub.
They don't put that setting on there for nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
I need it to be all hot all the time. And not hazy. I want it to be clear.
You're clearly hot.
Do not haze the tub.
Do not. No haze tub. No.
No haze tubs.
Wow. Well, let's get Rad Stacy and a new hot tub going. Let's get that campaign.
Let's
go. We're not ordering t-shirts then, right?
Because we got
no. Forget the t-shirts. Let's get Rad Stacy a hot tub.
Okay. Hey guys, can you hear me? Not driving.
Oh, this is that.
I'm having to re-record this because apparently I'm holding the phone and you could hear the. I don't know. I was moving it or something. So I'm trying to keep the phone still. So you don't hear like phone movement sounds.
Okay.
But anyway, I just wanted to call and let you know how that West Coast IPA is coming. That me and Rick Davis, are going to enter in the Ben Como's West Coast IPA competition on 420.
Yeah,
so how we made it, it's all mosaic, a very simple grain bill, two row, a little bit of Vienna,
a little bit of white wheat,
and some dextrose. We mash hopped it. That's right, mash hopped it with whole cone mosaic hops.
Man.
Sufficient early edition bittering, but not too much. And definitely sufficient late edition bittering and whirlpool. Or late edition. It's not so much for bittering. But anyway.
Give away all the secrets.
And then when we dry hopped it, with Lupo Max hops. Ooh. They're like concentrated pellet hops, so you don't need as much to go long way. And then when we kegged it just the other day, we used this mosaic liquid hops, and it's intended for aroma. It's not intended to be put in the boil or anything. Its intention is for aromatics.
Let me guess.
And it turned it hazy. We didn't want a hazy beer, and it doesn't taste like a hazy beer.
Vermont
it tastes
beer,
really good, but my gosh, that liquid hops just turned it totally hazy. But it's, I don't know. I don't think it's going to win or anything, but it tastes really, really good. Really good. It just
don't
looks hazy.
Hard on
maybe
yourself.
It'll settle out a little. Before it's judged, it's still got it over a week before it's judged.
Yeah, figure it out before the fair
man,
comes.
Liquid hops, they sure make shit, make stuff hazy. I almost cussed. I try not to be a cusser. Oh my gosh, but anyway, that's all I really got. Oh, wait. Just like when first time I recorded this, right about this point, I remembered something. About hazies. Speaking of hazies, we didn't make a
speaking
hazy.
Of.
Speaking of hazies.
I've never
I like good hazy IPAs, like something from Monkish,
like
for example.
And
totally
what is that?
Different level. Most hazy IPAs
where do those
taste
exist?
Like crap. They're cloyingly sweet. And, I mean, some people say, oh, Monkish hazies aren't bitter. They are bitter, but they're appropriate
hey,
amount
Monkish
of bitterness.
Hazies are
they're not just a sweet mess. So they're
sweetness.
A nice amount of bitterness.
That's a new IPA.
Not like a West Coast, but they have some bitterness. Anyway, I'm running out of time. Keep up the great work.
It's gotta be.
That was my nickname in college, Sweet Mess.
Sweet Mess.
No, I'm kidding.
Scotty B, you better name that beer Sweet Mess. You
I
better
didn't
name that beer. If you want to win, Scotty B, the Ben Como IPA competition. You better name it Sweet Mess.
Sweet mess.
I actually love that. It's pretty good.
Stylized Sweet Mess.
Stylized.
Stay alive.
Stay alive. No matter what may occur. I will find you. Movie reference.
What are looking for a treat to be here? Just calling to just a quick thing. This Saturday, Lagerville, homie, in Buellton. So if you're rolling out, hope I get to see you guys.
Shoot,
come say hi.
Dude,
also, over the past weekend, celebrated my son's 24th birthday. Rented out Lawless Brewery. Had a blast, homie. He got really drunk, Holmes. to the point where he has stories for his kids and his grandchildren.
So what happens,
man, when you think you can handle and just keep downing 8%ers, homie. Just shotgunning 8%ers all night.
Shut up, Dad. I can drink
all day.
Other than that, just want to say spring, I guess it's in the air, and the birds are chirping, and the canned beers are popping, homie. So just a quick little thing. Just enjoy your weekend, guys. I'll be in Builton. I'll see you there. And let's keep it going, homies. If you still need to buy tickets, CBRVIP, $5 off your tickets if they're still available. I don't know, but don't miss out, homie. It's going to be an amazing, amazing weekend. Lagers, homie. Great breweries will be out there. All right, then. This is Chew Your Beer. Yeah, I know. Watch. Peace out, eh?
Barrel House will be out there.
Barrel House.
Birds are chirping.
Pismo.
Bros are slurping.
Beer. What's that? Cayucas? Cayucas Brewery? What's that? Cayucas? That brewery?
Cayucas Brewery?
No, there's a Cayucas Brewery. Nick?
No, they're gone. There's no more
Cayucas. Oh, man. Morro Bay Brewing.
Going the Three Stacks is Morro Bay.
Three Stacks, baby.
Did you know that the 559 guy has a place in Cayucas?
Bullshit.
Oh, no, like a house.
I'm sure he does. He's
I seen him.
He's part of the Smick Camp family, dude. Of course he has a house over there.
Of course, yeah. Of course he does. He's over there learning.
House in Cayucas.
He's making German style beer in the bathtub.
Yeah. By the way, all you Central Coast people that think you're so much better than Fresno, all the rich Fresnans own your shit. Okay, they own a fucking house right next to you.
We keep your shit funded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Pay taxes. We even pay our taxes.
We'll pay your taxes.
We call it Fresno by the Sea for a reason.
The Hamptons. Those are our Hamptons.
Framptons.
So go see Chew Your Beer in Builton. Go see Chew Your Beer in Builton. And when you're at Builton, you got to go over to the...
Summer in the Framptons.
You got to go over to the Swedish village over there. And the next door town,
Solvang.
Yeah,
go check it out.
Sell some sauerkraut.
There's a brewery. Yeah. There's a Solvang Brewing Brewco something in Solvang. Chew. I want Chew Your Beer to go over there. Check it out.
Oh yeah, Solvang Brewing.
Mm-hmm. It's been there since the 80s. When you walk in, you're like, holy shit, this has been there since the 80s.
They've got ingredients from the 80s.
That's really stylized yeast.
It's got character.
It's got character.
But Big River is incredible.
Can you imagine think about the beer geeks in the 80s though. Like, what did they have to go through? Like,
they were wearing New Balance.
Respect to the 80s beer geeks. Like, what did they have? What did they have to do?
They had Smittix.
Like,
yeah.
Eventually transferred.
Said
in.
It the right way.
I know.
Yeah.
Smittix. They were like, "Oh, this has got flavor. You think we could do that here?"
Yeah.
Some people got together and did.
We did.
Damn,
it,
dude.
Yeah,
that's how Sierra Nevada is a brewery, right? Because the 80s are like, people are like, well, I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm like, well, let's start a brewery. Everyone's standing around going like, wouldn't it be awesome if beer tasted good? I'm like, yeah, it would be, but what are you going to do?
I mean, it wasn't that good. They were just like, wouldn't it be rad if beer tasted? Like,
the bar
anything.
Was low.
That's everyone's
right.
Like,
I mean, it was just like, what
like,
if we could
yeah,
taste it?
I'm kind of buzzed, but wouldn't it be better if this tasted?
They're like, wait, what?
What? I never thought about that before. Yeah. Like, what if the stuff we're drinking right now tasted kind of good? We're like, fuck, how do you do that? Well, I don't know, but it'd be cool.
Right. Well, they had to go in pretty deep, too, because, you know, all their senses were numbed with, like, cocaine, too. So
yeah.
There's some other, like, you know, elements.
They're like, fuck, Ronald Reagan, man. What are you going to do? You see how Ronald Reagan got shot the other day? Yeah, fuck yeah. Hand me over that other Budweiser. That was the 80s. There you go. That was the 80s in 10 water. Seconds.
Yes.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm sitting in a hotel drinking. It's Wazoo. You know, the show it's just Wednesday goes, night. Goes like my that, one actually. Wednesday night a month in the great county of Fresno. But guess where I'm not staying? I'm not staying in Fresno City, adjacent Fresno County, city Yay. Of the C word. So, anyway, I happened to swing by a certain podcaster's home to deliver a certain delivery, which the pint stuff has happened to claim the you got wazooed or something like that. That was a great, that was a lovely thing. Thanks, Marcus. Anyway, he left some beers for me that a certain beer mule a yeast sample delivery system named Mikey might have had for me. And I'm on the third can right now, sitting in my hotel in Fresno City, adjacent certain city of Fresno County. And he dropped me off an Alesmith Fearless IPA, which was really good. It was a great beer to have with the spicy shrimp tacos I had tonight for dinner from Don Pepe's. If you're in Fresno, Don Pepe's spicy shrimp tacos, really good place to go to. Great beer, great beer. Then I saved the two coup de grace. Let me speak French for those that don't speak French, because I don't speak French. What? But he dropped me a Citra Nectaron Kern River Double IPA.
Hey.
Y'all, holy smokes, what a banger of a beer. Citra Kern River is incredible to start with. You throw in Nectaron hops and holy smokes, just hit the spot. And then another Kern River beer, Electric Puppy Machine. They collabed with a little brewery out of Truckee, California. You might have heard of them, called 50/50. They are masters of the barrel-aged Imperial
That's
Stout.
What happens on this
show. So guess
show,
what it was? Yeah. Yep.
The theme
it's
emerges
a Pils. No, it's a barrel-aged Imperial Stout.
Just happened.
And it's, Scott, to take a word from Scotty B., I went wowzers in my trousers. My shoes ended up on the other side of the room. My shoes were knocked off. This beer hit all the spots. A little Deep sweet, a little beer, a little roast, a lot of barrel, some booze.
So
balanced
jelly.
All the way out. Delicious, delicious, delicious. Marcus, the pine stuff. Pine stuff, dude, thanks for the three beers. Amazing, amazing stuff. I forgot to put my other voicemail. Last weekend, I got a little text from a guy you might know that's called the Hops Hound. He said, I'm rolling through Sacramento, coming back up from the Fresno. Let's meet up. And we did at the Moxa Barrel House. That's right, the Barrel House. They've got two locations. We had some beers. We had some food. It was great. Jay is an incredible fella. He's incredible. That's all I got to say. He kicks ass. Be safe. Check your dates. Have fun. Bye. On the Fresno.
I love it.
Thank you, Wazoo.
Wazoo.
Incredible.
Incredible.
That 50/50 collab sounds amazing.
Now you got to go to the market.
I would like one. The market. Stop it.
No, I got one. I have.
You just want to see the dance cam.
Yeah, I just want to see you dance.
You must dance for this.
I want to see you dance.
No, I will re-gift my can of that to you if you want to try it that bad.
I do want to try it that bad. Though I could probably reach out to my homegirl who did not mention that beer to me when I was hanging out with her on Monday from 50/50. Mm-hmm. I swear. Holding out. I was like, you know, I'm on this podcast. She's like,
whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, so you took a demotion.
Yeah.
Real beer sales to podcast. Way to go.
You know what? I don't find it a demotion.
Next step is
say whatever I want.
I know what I want.
I know what I want.
holy crap. I got
holy crap.
I've been eating peanuts and it I got my car right in the wrong spot, guys.
Ay, ay, ay.
Nick, what have you been drinking this week?
Did it hit your uvula?
My uvula is fucked.
Your uvula got sucked.
You said that so matter-of-factly.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it not the truth?
That was the truth.
Okay. It's the truth. Some repeats in my portfolio. Double Dank from New Glory. Mikey die? I think he died. He's just sleeping. He's sleeping. He always sleeps with his eyes open. Granddaddy Burps from New Glory. Also a good beer. Also a repeat. And if you cannot believe your eyes, I left my house this weekend. I had a road trip in the northerly direction.
Oh, yes. I believed it.
I believed it.
I saw pictures.
There was a request. There was a request for a selfie said, if you're drinking a Sherman, pinkies up.
Selfie or it didn't happen.
That's right. So I found myself at the grand opening of Tioga Merced in beautiful downtown Merced, 45 minutes north of Fresno. This official second location of Tioga Sequoia in an old hotel, in the ground floor of an old hotel. Hortel.
Whoa. Hortel. Jesus, Nick.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I didn't know it was a hotel. Shit, I'd have been there a district. Lot sooner.
I'm right. Working or patronizing? That's the only question.
Both.
Oh, yeah. I did it all. Wow. I earned some income so then I could spend it.
So I could spend it. Okay, I give you a dollar.
Right.
Okay, now you give me a dollar.
What do you mean this is only company store money? Jesus.
Okay. True bucks.
Do you get a drink ticket?
Yeah, one shift beer allowed per shift.
But you can get your customers to buy some beer for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Gotta know how to work it.
So Randy, here's how it works, sweetie. You gotta buy me five beers. They each cost $50 a beer.
Mm-hmm. But I'll give you all.
And it doesn't count unless it's a whole song. Yep.
And it's called the Tioga.
It's called the Tioga. No, the hotel is actually called the Tioga. So the Tioga is in the Tioga. It's Tiogaception.
So is it actually a hotel?
Mm-hmm. It was a hotel.
It was back in the day.
It's ground floor retail. Who knows upstairs?
Apartments and whatnot.
You did not demand to go upstairs.
I demand to go upstairs.
No, I was on the leather sofa in the corner window. I had the prime spot because I got there close 20 enough. Minutes before.
Look opening. At all those hot Merced people.
Yeah, we had the best spot in the tap room on a leather sofa, which still smelled like leather because it had not been used yet.
Did they waterproof it?
Guaranteed it smells like ass.
It smells like IPA now.
Yeah. Just hazy farts power jacked into the cushions.
You know, they're going to make a beer out of whatever's collected on that leather sofa.
Is that the stylized yeast?
Yeah, that's definitely stylized yeast for okay, sure. It's the couch hazy.
So I was in line to be the first customer of the day.
What?
Yeah, and they were not serving beer until noon. We were there at like 11:40, 11:45. It's like, oh, let's just go have a seat for a minute. Well, of course, people walk in ahead of me, not seeing me sitting on the couch. So now I'm customer number three.
Are you okay?
I do not like this. I was not the first customer. I wanted to be the
third customer is a charm.
Yeah, so I did have a very fresh double dry hop Sherman. on my leather sofa in Merced.
Did you get it from Matt of Tioga Square?
No, no. He had ventured off to the soundboard to set up the musical.
He just can't stay away from that soundboard, can he?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Matt doesn't fuck around with like freaking being a tap jockey. He's not back there doing that. He's dealing with like the real jockey. Party.
But we did see him. He gave us a tour of the place and told us all the fun things about it.
He's like, that's the bar. That's the sofa. Yeah. Enjoy.
This is where you check in on tap.
Okay, bye.
Did you sweep the board, Nick, at all? Did you try to sweep the board? Did you get on the board?
It was one and done. One beer and hit the road.
And one pinky out. That was it?
That's all.
Man,
exhausted from lifting that.
You're exhausted talking about it.
Then you worked out. Did you take a V dub up there? What vehicle?
A Cadillac.
Oh,
ooh, took the Cataract.
Displaying Cataract. It on the Highway 99s.
So oh yes, we were waving to everybody.
Did you go through the waste? Do you have to go through the weigh station in that Cadillac? Did you have to go the weigh station in Chowchilla?
Check the tonnage.
Yeah, did you have to go off in Chowchilla and weigh it?
Yeah, they made us pull over, but we were under the limit. So
they're like, get the fuck over there, bro. You're like, I'm not a truck. I'm like, no.
I don't have any hazies on board.
Yeah, get over here and weigh. We need to weigh your shit.
You guys carry on for a second. I'll be right back.
All right.
I have to pee.
Sure you do.
Oh, sure.
Just so you know.
That's what I always say.
Yeah. It's always the excuse.
Likely story. Mm-hmm. Well, any other beers did you have this week, Nick?
I'm not going to tell you where I ended up after the Merced, but you'll probably put this together fairly easily.
Atwater?
Yeah, actually, we did end up in Atwater.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Jant's Cafe?
I don't think so.
Okay, it's an Amish deli.
Oh yeah, I have heard of it. Yes.
Okay, yeah, we did have lunch there. But after that, we ended up at Sacrament Brewing.
What?
And Sacrament Brewing.
In Atwater?
No, this was after Atwater. This was further north.
Okay, in Modesto?
Further north than that.
What the? Wait, how north are you going? Jesus Christ.
Well, when you Google Sacrament Brewing, you'll know where I ended up.
Stockton?
Further north.
Sacramento?
There you go.
Oh, Sacrament Brewing?
Yeah. And so I had the Rooftop Double IPA.
Man, you guys went like North Valley.
We did. We headed up north for a concert.
Oh, what? Who'd you see?
The initials are JM.
Jesus and the Mary Chain?
That's right. Julio Mendez.
Oh, whoa.
No, yeah, that's I'm kidding. Cool. Anyways. At the concert, I had a Big Little Thing IPA from Sierra Nevada.
Oh.
In a 19-ounce can for $20.
Oh,
that's the only way it comes, right?
Drunk.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
you need that.
Like, you guys know what you're doing right now? You're selling stovepipes, a double IPA? I'm going to shut up and take it.
You made that thing last, didn't you? You're like,
oh, yeah. This is that super. Lasted me the whole show.
Like every gulp costs a buck. So
like
that's right.
Dollar.
$1. $2. $3.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy.
Any other one? Any beers? No. That's enough. Rad Stacy.
Yeah.
A rad underscore Stacy on Untappd.
Rad underscore Stacy on the Untappd. It's just Rad Stacy everywhere else. You got to put the underscore there on the untaps.
Yeah, because untap, they've got a lot. Everyone's using the names up. You got to change them up. It's on untap.
I couldn't even steal my old name back. That was how, like, or I was just frustrated. I know. You're They're like, that name's already taken. I'm like, it was me that took
like,
it.
Damn it. Yeah, early aughts, Rad Stacy.
I don't understand.
You screwed me.
Yeah, it's fine. So the first spot that I met up with the podcast listeners up north in Portland was a place called Function PDX. Okay. And this place like super excited me because its whole shtick is that every month it hosts a new brewery and it like becomes that brewery's tap room.
What?
And hey, this place is now yours. Come in, like outfit it, swag it out, give us your t-shirts to sell, put the artwork up, whatever you want. Yeah, it's wild. It's about the size of Spokeasy, so not a super big place.
Tiny
as can be. It was tiny but mighty, definitely. Mm-hmm. But it was RAR Brewing. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Yeah. RAR.
I feel like I've heard of it, but maybe there's sounds like they're so small. Maybe I haven't heard of them.
They are from. Hold on. Oh my God. The tap room. They're from Cambridge, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Really fun stuff. But they did have a Gatorade sour that kind of weirded me out.
Refreshed you, gave you energy you didn't know you had.
No, it was bright blue.
Replaced your electrolytes.
Fuck,
my electrolytes are so awesome right now.
It reminded me of porta potty juice. It was blue.
Yeah.
But it didn't taste
Tell bad. Me you've had run a festival without telling me you've run a festival.
I know. Yeah. Have you ever been to the festival before it opens? Then you right? know. Yeah, you know what the
pristine porta potty.
But yeah, so they had a Saving Astoria beer and they have like a whole Goonies theme deal going on. It was really fun.
Hey, you guys.
If anyone's heading up there, the 1st of May will be Monkish for the whole month.
Wow.
Really Monkish, cool spot.
Baby.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I didn't know that was legal to do some wild shit like that.
You know, in Portlandia, I think everything's legal.
Everything's legal, man. As long as it's weird. Only if it's weird.
Yeah, I mean,
The rage.
It's just kind of cool, though. I mean, that's their whole concept. It's like, okay, you know, it's your brewery for the month. Like, this is your spot. And, like, even the guys pouring the beer, everything, like, they're outfitted. And
they know everything. They're like, yeah, we started.
It was cool.
Do they clean their lines?
It tasted like it did.
I taste the clean lines.
Yeah, things weren't hazy that shouldn't have been hazy. So it was, yeah.
Residual haze.
Right, no residual haze. Good time. But I was really excited about that. I was like, wow, you know, because that's kind of the modern palate, right? They get bored after 30 days anyway. So like, all right, now it's all brand new.
I'm bored of your plays.
The dates are always fresh.
Right, it's always fresh.
You're saying.
Yeah, but when are we going to get bored of this place? They're like, this is the same beer I had last week.
I'm bored of them doing something different all the time.
I was going to get some new beer in.
Oh, man.
That's a pretty cool concept.
Go ahead.
No, it was just, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that next week I will try the Saving Astoria one, which is a sour also.
All right.
Well,
you'll be the person trying that then.
I'll be the person trying that.
Like, they'll be like, at least we got one person to try our sour. That'll be right.
No, there were other people buying it. I will say, though, when I first walked in, I was the first one there for the meetup, like a nerd. And it's great.
I'm here for the meetup.
I showing up early.
Hi, I'm from the perfect poor.
I was looking around, and then I saw these two kids go up to the counter, and they ordered these like milkshakey things. And I mean, they were real milkshakey, whatever they ordered. No. And I was like, oh, yeah. I'm like, is it this kind of thing? Yeah. Like, is this all there is?
Yeah.
But then I found some other stuff. So that made me happy.
Only like lactose. Does this have lactose?
Yeah. You got super lactose.
Super lactose.
You got double lactose.
Lacto beer. And I will say too, this pocket taco, I gotta peel it, guys. I gotta peel it so I can recycle.
You're gonna recycle it?
No, so you can recycle it like a normal, like good person.
You're gonna get all 5 cents back.
So Jesus can appreciate what you're doing.
And I'm gonna save the pocket taco label because I actually think it's kind of awesome.
Oh, do you have a spot you put labels? Do you have a spot you put labels?
It wasn't that sad. I just wish that the jalapeno actually came through.
Are you going to put it on your mead notebook?
Oh, of course. Right. No, my binder.
Your mead folder.
Oh, Trapper Keeper.
Your Trapper Keeper.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I'm going to put it on my daughter's door.
You're like, look at this. Your mom drinks beer. What do you think about that shit?
She'll be like, what else is new? There, like, it's clean.
Oh, look at that. Rad Stacy's got ready. A clean can.
Yeah, we'll live on to see another day.
Sorry. I don't know if anyone caught when I said clean can.
Rad Stacy's doing label forehead.
Right. Came out so good.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, you need a selfie with that.
Rad Stacy's fighting out with the second hour of the Perfect Pour. It's like
Rad DeLorean over here.
That's all the beers this week you would like to mention, Rad Stacy.
I believe so. I think I mentioned some of the other ones last week, maybe already. Yeah. So like that's all. That's all I got right now.
Easter. I didn't hear either of you two talk about your Easter beers. Maybe you're not Catholic like me, where we drink beer on Catholic holidays.
Yeah, I drank wine.
Oh. I just had General Sherman on Easter. Well, nothing new. I had whiskey. Whiskey and General Sherman is what I had.
Being a Catholic boy, I certainly drank my beers on the Easter. Celebrating Jesus coming back from the dead. That's a big fucking deal, guys. That doesn't happen every fucking day where a person comes back from the dead and is like, hey, guys, guess what? I'm back. I'm like, oh, okay.
So is there a specific resurrection beer that you...
My resurrection beer.
Yeah, a resurrection beer.
Was...
I feel like that would be like a dad beer.
North Coast Brewing Company's...
Yes.
Pacific Magic and Firestone Walker's Pivo Pils.
That's definitely a resurrection beer.
Yep.
100%.
Had me some Firestone Walker Pivo Pils. And I was like, good job, Jesus. Way to come back and scare the shit out of everyone. And you're like, oh, fuck, Jesus.
He's like, check it out, his Pivo Pils. Wow.
Check it out. I'm like, whoa, dude. And he's Jesus is all like, yeah, man, Pivo Pils. They're like, no, dude, you're alive. Like, yeah, okay. But look, check it out, Pivo Pils.
Toss me a pills, bro.
Yeah.
Toss me a pills, bro.
Like, whoa. He just walks. All his friends are all having Pivo Pils. Like, yeah, man, Jesus, he was a cool dude. Yeah, he was. He was a good guy. And then he just walks in there. He's like, toss me one, bro. Everyone's like, whoa, Jesus. He's like, yeah, happy Easter.
Okay, wait. So Jesus never procreated, right?
No, he didn't. Wait, what did you say, Red Stacy?
I said, did anyone ask who does his nails?
No. Oh, I'm not.
Oh, mercy. Oh,
I'm not going to even ask about the reference.
So.
Wait,
Jesus,
we were going
on
about Jesus, like.
I know. No, there's a fine line here.
No, what? I'm fine. The stuff I did was fine. Whatever you just did, Rat Stacy, terrible. Terrible.
Okay.
My stuff is fine. Because I was an altar boy. I went to Catholic school, so I can do say whatever I want.
Okay. Well, I not baptized or gone to church or nothing. So I'm just a heathen.
You heathen.
I'm a religiousless.
That's all right. Heathen. Jesus loves you. It's fine. You're fine. You're cool too.
Did your nails?
Another reference.
It's my favorite one. Really, I'm sorry, it's terrible. I know. You can cut that.
Oh, okay. Now I'm all right. Now
you get it.
Now I get it.
Now you're there.
Yep, I found it. Wow. I Apple Podcasts is gonna finally have to kick a show off their podcast. Finally, we did it. Only took 506 episodes. They're like, you know what, guys. We let you guys go a while, but
you got this.
That's enough.
Lady on here. That's and I enough. Use that term loosely. Lady.
No.
basically, just edit her out and you'll be golden.
Where's Matt? Can Matt come in and shut us, like, tell us to knock it off?
Put the kibosh.
You're like, come on, guys. Be a beer podcast for once.
You know, I blame this triple that I'm drinking.
I always blame triples. Can you tell my wife that like triple IPAs they affect you badly and I shouldn't be blamed for anything I do when I've had triple IPAs? Can you like vouch for
triple
me?
Belgian style ale is the same way.
Well, I can't. I didn't have a Belgian style. I can't lie like that.
It's the esters.
Talking triple IPAs.
Yeah, it's the esters, I tell you.
She'll never believe I drank a Belgian triple. Like, no.
I don't know who Esther is, but she's got me.
Babe, Esther's not a person. Yeah, right. No, I'm serious.
Banana Esther.
No.
I was drinking triple esters all night, babe. No, I know you're full of shit.
Triple esters. There's no way. Nick is like passing out over here.
That's enough. Who cares? I drink other beers, but who cares? The Nick 80.
It's been a rough week.
Rad_Stacy. Dorktown. Look for those people on.
Look top. For us.
Yeah, come on.
Look at us.
If you want to follow a road that has lots of forks and no end, please follow us.
Yeah, everyone's used to that. They listen to the show. They know.
It's just going. Cheers.
You'll have to work tomorrow. The money I need to live my life, but also preventing me from living my life. That's just the bitter irony of work. It lets you have a life, but also prevents you from living the life you want. Rad Stacy, do you have any cheers? See, now we've been on for too long. Now I'm in a downer mode, dude.
Uh-oh.
I feel like I did have a cheers until all of that.
I know, until that. Like, you know what? Why bother cheersing anything anymore?
No, honestly, cheers.
We're all
going to
be dead anyway, just like Jesus.
Hey, that's life's final promise is death. Yeah. I tell everybody that.
I know. Like, not getting away from that shit.
Book it. Give me your money now so your family doesn't have to spend it later.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, because that gets all confusing.
No, really, cheers to everybody up in the Pac Northwest that showed me a great time. Corey and Jazz and their beautiful significant others, the owners of Taplandia, the guy who didn't really seem super into it at a function, but served me anyway.
Yeah, I like that guy.
I'm down.
Sure, you're part of a podcast.
Oh, a podcast.
I didn't say anything about it. I just walked in and I said, hey, do you have anything that's not bad?
Oh, offended. No, offended.
Wow. I didn't say that either. I said, do you have anything that's not hazy?
Hazy.
To start with. And he was like, there's a lager. And I'm like, great. That sounds amazing. I will
wait. The lager.
Yeah. So cheers to them. Cheers to Battleground Washington for not kicking me out. It's kind of a conservative area. So I was down.
They
with
just didn't
hanging
know
out with
where you
folks.
Were at. They would have done it.
Yeah, that was all good. And also, I want to say cheers to my bestie. I'll call him Beer Rounds. He sent me a really awesome sound bite. He's probably going to listen to this, but I'm just going to play it really quick. Can you hear that?
Is he an ambient band?
Thank you.
Does he make ambient music?
If you know who that is snoring, call in and tell me, because it's somebody that you all know.
Do you think Jesus snored? Do you think the woman laying next to Jesus snoring was like, Jesus, would you stop snoring?
Jesus.
Jeez. You.
I will tell you that this person might live in Southern California now, who's snoring in this soundbite.
Uh-oh.
And it really cracked me up earlier.
Uh-oh. I think I know who it is.
You probably know who it is.
What? But
if you call in and say, I know who that is snoring, I will send you a box of Cheez-Its.
One
wait,
box.
is it roasted Cheez-Its or is it just like straight Cheez-Its?
I mean, you know what? Whatever kind of Cheez-Its you want, plus a nice, well-aged, hazy IPA from the Central Valley.
Wow. Well,
I mean, you can't beat that deal.
Seasoned.
That's a wall. That's a blue light special right there.
Yeah.
I'll bet that whoever that was snoring has been on the Perfect Pour. I'm going to say that.
Yes, you are correct.
Uh-huh. I know who it is now. I'm not going to know. It's not me. No, it's not me.
No, I haven't caught you in a hotel room snoring yet.
Not yet. That day's coming, though.
The night is young.
The month is young.
The month is young.
Check out the Disneyland Hotel.
I'm going to get you in a hotel in the city that is adjacent to Fresno.
Oh,
I fell asleep in Clovis.
Wow, that's the worst place to fall asleep. You do not want to fall asleep there.
There's a hot tub.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Wait, cheers. Wait,
yeah, cheers.
Are we done with cheers? Wait, cheers to the golden gods of The Perfect Pour.
Yes.
They donate money to us every month so we can pay our bills, and we really appreciate it. The Golden Gods, we thank you. Each and every one of the Golden Gods are very cool. Anybody else that we want to pay respects to?
We have bills.
Bills?
Cheers to Bill.
Yeah, we have bills. We're not big. Sorry.
Cheers to Chew Your Beer. He's collaborating with 818 Brewing. And was on a podcast called Craft Beer Republic talking about it.
Nice.
Good for him. Good for Craft Beer Republic. Getting the Chew Your Beer on their show. That's pretty
Chew
big.
Chew Your Beer.
Pretty big deal.
It's collabing.
Collabing with Pog Beer Podcasts that aren't us.
Yeah.
That's fine.
There's others.
I'm not hurt at all.
Yeah,
I don't.
We're still bigger in Finland.
Yeah, I don't feel like an ex.
Or
yeah,
Iceland.
Yeah, is Craft Beer Republic beer big in Iceland? I don't think so.
That's right.
Yeah, it's us. Collaborations are so early odds.
If you go around Iceland and they you ask about Craft Beer Republic, they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But you ask them about Perfect Board, they're like, oh yeah, I know about Perfect Board.
They know all about wool and Perfect Pour.
Yep.
Wool. You have the wool?
That is not what they sound like.
Oh, whatever. Well, we wish they sounded like that.
I wish they did.
Perfect Pour Pod on social media, perfectpourpod.com. If you want more information on the show, have a great week. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Be safe.
Oh, maybe.
Have fun.
Flip flops and socks are
stay awake. And like and Nick, and when you go to the market, make sure you
check your dates.